السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وحضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب. The first question we have this morning, Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling regarding women reading Quran aloud in their homes?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله, if a lady is alone at home and she reads the Quran Sharif aloud and so forth, so there's no prohibition on that. It is something that is permissible. Similarly, if the lady is at home with her husband, her children, or her father, brother, and so forth, and then meaning there are no strange men there, and then she reads the Quran Sharif aloud, then also there's no problem with that. Third one, if there are strange men there in the house, for example, there are visitors, or there are other people there, they came to meet somebody there in your house, your father, brother, then for you as a lady to raise your voice and so forth, and read loudly, that's not right. You should read softly in that case there. The Quran Sharif teaches us chapter 33, verse 32, and Allah Jalla Wala is addressing the honorable spouses and wives of Nabi alayhi salam. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. You, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, you should not speak in a tone where the people are getting ideas and so forth and so on. So obviously it was going to happen, but it to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. So today, if you look at the Kufar culture, they are trained. You must remember human resources and public relations, that they will speak in a very seductive tone and so forth and so on, as long as they can get the client and the customer. You must remember. So all that is condemned in Islam. So that those are the laws. If there are no strange men there, and she's there with her family, or she's alone, then for her to read the Quran Sharif loudly will be considered permissible.
Mufti Sahib, email the Quran in a female jalsa loudly over a mic.
That definitely is not permissible, because it's not a female jalsa over the mic and only female. What will 99% of the time happen is that when they have the female jalsa, the hafiza jalsa, then she is going to tune it up. You know, the ladies, when they start tuning it up, then you must remember a lot of things happen then also. There was an African Sahabi, and his name is what? Anjasha. He's African. And in those days, he used to pull the camels, you know, and the women used to sit at the back. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ya Anjasha, Rifqan bil Qawarir. Rifqan bil Qawarir, Ya Anjasha. Anjasha, you have a golden voice. So take it easy. Do not break the glasses. Do not break the hearts of the women. While you are pulling and singing the poetry, then they might fall in love with your voice and so forth. Now take the rationale there. There today the woman reads. And then today social media. So 80% of the people who are there, they will record it. They will send it out. It will go viral. And then you hear the men are hearing that Hafiz are reading in a very, very, understand, melodious, beautiful voice and so forth and so on. Since when that is permissible? So here you see in Salat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that if the Imam makes a mistake, Inna tasbiha lirijal. All these are Sahiha hadith. You open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So the Imam made a mistake. We read Fajr Namaz now here behind Sheikh Usman, mashallah, in Barberton. So he said, told me, I just met him yesterday. He graduated at Darul Newcastle, mashallah, he reads wonderful Qiraat. So now we see that life, he made a mistake. He didn't make a mistake, I'm just the example. So then how we will rectify it? We will say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. If we know the verse, then we rectify it like in Taraweeh. But for the women, what is the law? وَإِنَّ التَّسْبِيقَ لِلنِّسَىٰ. For women, they must hit their palms. You must remember, take the palm and hit it to the knuckles and so forth. So that is to show that the woman can't be raising her voice so loudly. And then you see, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, أَيُّ الْحَجِّ أَفْضَلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Which hajj is the best of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Al-ajju wa sajju. Al-ajju, rafu sawt. Raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. So that is for the rijal, for the men. For the women, they will read the labbaik softly also, not loudly. And then wasfajju, iraqatu dam, you're performing tamattu hajj, qiran hajj, you have to slaughter, sacrifice a goat or a sheep or a camel and so forth there in Makkah or Mina and so forth. So that is the best hajj mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So from all these Quranic verses and a hadith mubarakah, so we find that a woman cannot be reading and, you know, melodious voice and tuning it up. And especially nowadays where we got social media and then people will be taking a video and then she, her name and her, you understood, her voice, all that will be gone viral. So how can that be justified? Definitely not justified, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, my mom has read so many Qur'ans, but she never made sajda as she did not count how many she read. What is the masla, Mufti Saab?
We just let us rephrase that question because people just now will take some wrong meaning. The meaning of it is this. Honorable Mother Ummi read Quran Sharif, mashallah, 100 times, 1,000 times. And she performs sajda in her salat and all that. But she never performs sajda in tilawat. That's what they're trying to say. So that's the question. So we need to understand what is the ruling of sajda in tilawat and so forth. Subhanallah, we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah say the following. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and that is the Hanafi verdict only. They say that sajda tilawat is wajib, compulsory upon the reciter and the one who listens to it. According to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, it's sunnah. If you perform the sajda, very good. But if you don't perform it and you pass away, there'll be no sin upon you. So that is the verdict of the majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. Second question arises, how many sajda tilawat are there in the Quran Sharif? So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says 15. And if you look at evidence, his verdict is very strong. In the Haram Sharif, if people don't know what's going on in the Haram, you know, say, hey, just like getting on, you know, so how the people are dreaming and half are sleeping and it just carries on. So very few people really know what's really going on in the Taraweeh and all that. So anyway, that 15 sajda tilawat are normally made in the Taraweeh and Qiyamul Layl. So that is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's verdict. Shafi say 14. So how 14? The one in Surah Sa'd, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam story, Surah 38 verse 24 or 25, whichever one you want to make. So that Imam Shafi says that not sajda tilawat, it's sajda shukr. So therefore there's no sajda tilawat there. And if we say 14, so how they count 14? So they leave out the second sajda of Surah Hajj. But the hadith teaches us, put the last Surah Al-Hajj besides the thing. This kalam on the hadith is not 100% authentic, but the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and so forth. Surah Hajj is the only surah, that is, you must remember, chapter number 22 of the Noble Quran and 78 verses in that surah. So that verse 77, so there the Hanafis say you don't mix us there. So that is how the Hanafis get 14. Subhanallah, Imam Malik says there's only 11 sajda tilawat. So Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah 15, Shafi Hanafi 14, but the 14 is different, remember that. And then the Maliki say 11. How? He says, like how Imam Abu Hanifa and them say, that in the second sajda of Surah Hajj, there's no sajda there. And the last three sajdas, he says no. The one in Iqra Bismi, the one in the Sama'un Shaqat, the one in Surah An-Najmi, he says there's no sajda. So that is the Bayanul Madhahib, the four schools. And most important today, the Ummah, when they perform sajda tilawat in Salat or out of Salat, you would hardly find an Imam who read the dua for sajda tilawat. Very seldom. Because today is not Taraweeh. Nowadays is Farari business. You understand? Who can read fast? You know, remember? Yesterday, the youngsters, they read well here, you know. The Ruku sajda was a little bit fast, but it was a picture, like, you know. But on the whole, they read well. So, mashallah, so Allah reward them, reward their parents and teachers and everybody. But they read nice, mashallah. So what it is, learn the sunnah du'as to read Subhana Rabbil A'la. For sajda tilawat is permissible, but not sunnah. Always aspire to learn what is the sunnah. The hadith is authentic, mentioned, remember, in Tirmidhi Sharif. When you go into Sajda Tilawat in Salat or out of Salat, Sajada Wajhi, Jilladi Khalafahu, Washakka Sam'ahu, Wabasarahu, Bihawlihi Wakuwatihi. Ya Allah, I go into Sajda. You created me head to toe, my entire body anatomy, and you gave me the faculty of hearing and seeing with your might and power. Till day is in Tirmidhi and is authentic hadith. And if you want to read the second part of the Dua, so that also is mentioned, but not in Tirmidhi, is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim wa waafakahu al-Zahabi. So you read there, فَتَبَارَكَ ahsanul الْخَالِقِينَ. So then you are practicing on both the hadith, and it is sunnah and nabawiyyah. So that is the sunnah Dua to read for Sajda Tilawat. Second Dua for Sajda Tilawat, also authentic, also mentioned in Tirmidhi, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, you record for me, in lieu of the sajda I perform, a reward. Wa da'anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, you remove for me the vices and sins because of the sajda tilawat. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Ya Allah, make it for me a treasure day by you in the year after. Wa taqabbalha minni kama taqabbaltaha min abdika Dawud. Just now I told you Imam Shafi says 14. So remember the story of Nabi Dawud alayhi salam, chapter 38, surah Swad, verse number 24 and that. So you must remember, accepted the sajda from me as you accepted it from Nabi Dawud alayhi salam. These are the two sunnah du'as we should try and learn and so forth. We mentioned it so many times, we sent it out also to thousands of people. So if you practice on Sunnah Nabawiyyah, فَتَّبِئُونِي, to follow me immaculately, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. Now, Kala, Masi, what are we going to do about you? You read the Quran Sharif 100 times, 1000 times, not one sajda tilawat you made. So if you're following the Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali school, so you don't have to worry, sunnah. But I think that you, Kala Masi, you follow the Hanafi school. So use your discretion. So every day you make 10, 20, 30, 50 sajda tilawat. And in that way, mashallah, before Ramadan ends and before Eid comes, you will cover up all. Every day if you make 50, 100 sajda. So mashallah, but now today, after sunrise, let's say sunrise in Babatan, they told me just now that Brother Ahmad Gora is 6 o'clock, he told me. So 6:15, 6:30, you start with sajda. You go to wuzu, you face Qibla. From then, you make sajda right till 11 o'clock. How many sajda you can make? 100, 200 you can make. So you must remember that. Then after Zohar again you make. Then after Maghrib you make. After Isha you make. So 100,000 sajda you can make per day also. So it's not something that you have to use. Istafti qalbak, istafti nafsak, hadith in Mustad Ahmad. Ask your heart and take the maximum amount and make the sajda is very good. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith you must remember in Muslim Sharif, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَسَاجِدُونَ. The nearest the servant slave comes to Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala, his wife, he or she is in sajda, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Exert yourself in dua. See, we in a masjid. This masjid is Babatan. Very nice, you understand? I told the youngsters that before all the elders pass away, you must write down the history of this masjid. This is indictment upon the Muslim Ummah. That the jublas, they upside down in it. But if they have a good quality, Quran teaches us, we must mention that also. Jutlas pakka, harami is in shaitan. Harami, the word is in the Quran also, zanim. So zanim means harami. So you have pakka, harami is in that. But whatever they do, the jublas, they will write it down. They preserve their history. And we, if you ask people that when this masjid was established, who was the first imam? Who were the first? 90% of the Muslims don't know. Any town you go. So that is very bad. We must learn our history. Our history will motivate us for the future and inspire us for the future. So what we do in a masjid? In a masjid we stand. We make ruku. We said, masjid, the place of sajda. Allah loves us so much that the entire area is called masjid. So therefore, mother, start today, inshallah, every day make 500,000 sajda, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make you His beloved, and you got enough time in Ramadan to eat. Then each time you'll be 100% up to date, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, the daughter is asking, can she make it on behalf of her mother?
Not permissible. All this don't work in Islam. La yutwalli ahadun an ahadin. So one cannot read namaz on behalf of another. So what's so difficult? If mommy cannot manage to make 1,000 sajda, so tell her that she must sit on the chair, sit on the bed, and just make the sajda like that. If she's gone old and sickly and so forth, so no problem with that. Chapter 2, verse 286, remember that. The last verse of Surah Fakara, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Just now, mommy will tell you that I'm tired, I don't want to read Fajr namaz, you must read for me. Then I'm tired, Taraweeh namaz, you must read for me. Islam, all that, nothing is allowed. Every person must read their own salat. Every person must do their own. So you can't be saying that, no, I won't perform the sajda tilawat, you do it for me. There's no such thing in Islam.
Tisab, in a school or madrasa where there are male teachers present, can a female teacher teach her students Quran aloud?
If you study the latest Muslim women magazine, you know, it's the April edition. So mashallah, we go 1 month ahead. So you will find one page there, Q&A, with Allah God. And I advise every Muslim family to buy it. It's just 25 rand. Today you buy one chocolate, one balloon, is 25 rand or more. So this is a great investment for the whole family. And you ladies buy 3, 4, 5, 10 copies and go give it out to your friends and all that. Even non-Muslim ladies give it to them. So because they must get the true understanding of Islam. So one is the Q&A. And the second one is a topic, a subject. We choose a topic. So it is schooling. So we got what are the independent schools, what are the government schools, what are the Muslim schools, and so forth and so on. And will it be a good thing that we send our children? So everyone, we gave the pros and the cons, the advantages, disadvantages. So we came to the conclusion that none of them really will help us much, you must remember. The only way the Ummah, we're speaking of the global Ummah, not only South Africa, the whole world, if you want to protect, preserve the iman of your children, especially in this day, this age, then the way to go forward is homeschooling. I mean, I went through the school system, university system, proper university. Three quarter, half the subject, it's all nonsense, you understand? Waste of time. It doesn't help us in any way. You understood? So there are certain subjects it helped us in life. But others, half I can say easily, total waste of time, you understand? So why we suffer from a complex? So remember, the aim of today's education is what? Is a colonial system. It must be inborn and embedded in your mind, entrenched in your heart, that the West is the best and white is right. Now, how can we justify that in a Muslim school or in a madrasa or something, one side you got papa's teaching and one side you got appa's teaching, and then the students, they are all balis and all mature. So how are you going to interact? How will the appa interact with the balis mature boys? How will the papa, the teacher, interact with the balis girls? So how are you going to justify this? Quran teaches us Surah 24. We just did it now, this morning also. Today we did verse 61. Surah 24, Surah Nur. That's why I chose it for Ramadan. Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur. Mother Aisha Siddiqa said, radiyallahu anha, teach your women folk Surah Nur. So many issues there for them. So Allah Ta'ala says, chapter 24, verses 30-31, Kul lil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfazu furujahum. Tell the believing men, they must lower their gazes and protect their private part. Normally, if you look at the uslub and the methodology of Quran, you will find Allah Ta'ala addresses the male gender and then finish. But few places Allah Ta'ala addresses the male and the female separately, because the topic is of paramount importance. So here Allah Ta'ala addresses the females and says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. So for the Appa to be there and to be teaching the boys and all that were Bali, then that's definitely not permissible. And then when they have staff meeting, the Appas and Papas are all together. The Maulana also is in a mix. You see that? So now how we justify all these things there? So we need to be clear that these are all shortcomings in our pathway. So therefore, Allah guide us to the truth. And inshallah, today, Jumu'ah, lecture from Makkah Mukarramah will be 11:25. And that will be by Sheikh Yasir Dawsari. We'll take that live and translate it. Madina Munawwara, Sheikh Ahmed Uzaifi. And then here in Barberton, where we will be 12:20 Azan, 12:30 lecture. So inshallah, we will try our level best, inshallah, inshallah, to take the lecture live. And inshallah, Allah make it easy. Wallah musta'an. Jazakallah khairan to you, Ma'a Salim Kareem. Barakallah fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.